Well, some very good results indeed to report, Chris, and particularly from Finn Valley, who were particularly dominant on this occasion, winning five team titles, Ulster team titles. So they'll be coming down the road quite happy. But I better get straight into the results, really. The big results from a Donegal point of view came from Amy Green, actually, in the under 20. She won that event and was an international dimension to the race. She actually finished in sixth place, but it was British and Polish and South American athletes that were in front of her, indeed. And it's a really, really, probably the best race she's ever ran in her life. And a really, really strong performance. And I just want to outline that. And so that was her story. And in the same race, actually, in which the senior runners ran, she finished sixth, in fact. Nolan Scanlon from Letterkenny, who was running for Northern Ireland, she finished ninth. And Natasha Adams was 12th in the same race. But a big, big, big run from Amy Green as she continues to improve as the season develops. Another big run from Odrin McBrearty from Finn Valley as well. He won the under 16 boys. His team finished second, but he had a big, big run. And then the day started off with the under 10s and Finn Valley winning that one, Letterkenny second and Milford third. Under 10 team there, Gillespie, Maguire, Ella Rose Carroll, and Emily McBride. And then we went on to the under 10 boys. A big, big run from Shea McHugh from Convoy. He's been running so well, leading the Finn Valley to a team victory with Kelly Beggs, in fact, in second place. He had Lucas Lindsay, Brady McMenamin and Derek Coyle on board with him, so gold medals for them. Then we moved to the under 12 girls, and it was a Finn Valley victory once again with the City of Derry second, and the Rosses got onto the medal podium at that particular point in time. So Finn Valley, City of Derry, Rosses, and that Finn Valley team, Kieran McCusker, Avon Green, Kiva McNeil, Yasmin Barrett, Kiva McElhinney, and Rhea Toner, all in the top 10 basically, all in the top 16 rather. And then the 12 boys, well then Cranford got in on the act big time, led by Matthew Giles, winning the team, Charlie Rogers, Matthew Giles, Ronan Ladley and Ben McGee. So Finn Valley fourth, but Cranford the team and the Ulster champions in that under 12 boys. On the 14, the best girls there was Darcy Clark. She's been Donegal champions the last couple of weekends, have been running, and she was second today. She led a Finn Valley team to the team story there, but there was more to the team story indeed than that, because her team of Amy McIlcar, Andrea Reid and Sarah Gillian won it, of course, but Finn Valley also finished fourth, and the Donegal team with 11 of the 12 athletes from Finn Valley scoring in that, you know, making a play for a position on that Donegal team. It's a pretty strong grouping. On the 14 boys, well, Finn Valley again were in control. They won it with Jaden Sproul, Peter Gallagher, Ellis Brown, Oisin Brown, and Mark Alexander. Very quickly then on to the under 16s. Nothing really to report of any significance there, but Anna Russell from Letterkenny was the best of the under 16 girls from Donegal. And then on the under 16 boys, well, Oran Gallagher, Brian Lyons and Jimmy Gallagher, they finished second. Lagan Valley from Belfast beat them there and beat them quite well. So a second team for the Finn Valley. Number 18s, well, the best of the Donegal contingent was Elsa Moore from Lifford. She finished fourth. Sarah Henry from Letterkenny was fifth. Wallerfield won the team. Letterkenny were the best of the Donegal there. They were third team. Three teams just qualified for nationals, of course. And we moved to the under 18s and had a big, big result once again for Kieran McFadden. He won it. He beat a very, very good field on this occasion. He's stepping up out of his age group indeed as well. So a big, big, big victory for the Cranford athlete there. A Lagan Valley guy was second. And Philip McGee was sixth in that particular race. And working my way down through it then in the senior men, well, not too much of interest in the senior men other than Oisin Toy finished 30th, so he got himself a good run out before the more serious stuff of national level kicks in. An Ethiopian from a Spanish athlete there in that particular one, but a massive, massive dominant day for Finn Valley. And well, we'll have to wait until the nationals to see how that's all going to break down. But you know, some couple of good Donegal teams again. How will they do in the nationals? Well, we're just going to have to wait. That's in Gowran in November, 19th of November. So we've got a couple of more weeks hard work to undertake. And we'll see how that all works out. But a big, big result for Amy Green, particularly for Amy Green today. It was a day that belonged completely to her, and that particularly very strong performance from an athlete that continues to improve week on week, coming out of Finn Valley every week. She seems to improve. She's a DCU student. She's a scholarship student there, and she's making a big, big mark at the moment.